I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at KCIM's midday news for this Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. Hundreds of customers were without power yesterday afternoon after an outage affected individuals in Denison, Manning, Halbert, and beyond. According to Western Iowa Power Cooperative, the outage was related to a transmission line unexpectedly disconnecting, which led to that service outage for many customers. Fortunately, the outage was repaired relatively quickly, and while it did disrupt lives temporarily, overall not a huge impact to customers other than it just being a bit of a pain. But if you are a customer or have any questions or concerns about that outage, you can contact WIPCO directly at 712-263-2943. Speaking of energy, MidAmerican Energy is requesting the Iowa Utilities Commission approve an increase in the delivery portion of its natural gas rates, a change the company says would raise the typical residential monthly bill by about $2.89. The proposal is solely in relation to the cost of delivering natural gas through MidAmerican's distribution system and would not change the market price of the natural gas customers use. If approved, the average residential monthly bill would increase about 5% from $55.60 to $58.49. MidAmerican officials say the additional revenue would support investments in safety, reliability, and system modernization, such as replacing aging gas mains, inspecting transmission pipelines, relocating gas facilities for road projects, and maintaining emergency response capabilities. Under Iowa law, temporary delivery rates will take effect July 17th while the IUC reviews the request. The commission will determine the final rates after completing its review, which includes public comment meetings. If the final approved rates are lower than the temporary rates, customers will receive refunds with interest, according to MidAmerican. The IUC will host a virtual public meeting on MidAmerican's request on September 9th. In just over 6 weeks, hundreds of motorcyclists will be traveling through the listening area on the 2026 American Legion Legacy Run to support veterans and their families in crisis. Gary Schmitz with the Breida American Legion Riders says the Legacy Run is one of the nation's largest annual motorcycle rides.
The National Legacy Run is in its 20th year, and for the first 16, I believe, funds went to the National Legacy Scholarship. And after they've built that fund up to over $16 million, that fund is now self-sustaining. So the National Legacy Run now supports the Veterans and Children's Foundation, which provides money for needy families that may be hurting from not being able to pay their household bills and stuff because their spouse may be deployed or some things like that. Also provides funding for our service officers who work diligently on providing benefits for our veterans.
This year's 1,000-mile ride begins Sunday, August 23rd in Lincoln, Nebraska, and passes through Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana before ending August 27th in Louisville, Kentucky. The route through Iowa follows U.S. Highway 30 and includes a stop here in Carroll.
And the Legacy Run will consist of roughly around 300 motorcyclists. It will be coming right down Highway 30 and actually stopping in the city of Carroll at the Eastside Sparky's for a gas stop, and then overnighting in Ames that night on August 23rd. And you'll see hundreds of motorcycles traveling down the road in support of the Veterans and Children's Foundation.
The 2025 Legacy Run raised $960,000 for the Veterans and Children's Foundation, and the Legion Riders' goal for 2026 is to break the $1 million threshold. Schmidt says he'd love to see Carroll and the surrounding communities make their mark in this year's operation for vets and their families.
Now, in Carroll, or District 8, which we are a part of, our goal is to try to help in exceeding that $1 million mark by raising over $10,000. Now, when we come through Carroll, we want to see Highway 30 just blanketed with supporters holding American flags. We want to see our fire department hoisting their big flag over the roadway, people cheering for these people that are spending the week traveling across the country. So we're asking for those support financially, whether you can support by giving us $10, $100, it all adds up, and helping us reach our goal.
Schmitz adds he and other veteran affiliate organizations are working together to arrange a fundraising campaign, and he encourages locals to be on the lookout for more information to be released in the near future. The last time the American Legion Legacy Run passed through the region was in August of 2018, which did include a bit of an unplanned stop at the Audubon High School to take a break after riders spent hours traveling through a persistent rainstorm. Also, a reminder that the city of Glidden still has a boil advisory in effect for municipal water customers. That advisory has been active since Monday after an issue in the water system did result in a system-wide pressure loss below the 20 PSI threshold mandated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. City officials are optimistic that advisory could be lifted by today, but at least as of noontime here, that advisory still in effect. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. Got more news after this on the way on KCIM.
Sure, more corn growers are planting whiffles today because our products perform better than the competition. But you also know what keeps folks coming back? It's how we treat people. At Whiffles, we do business the right way, like family, because we are also family-owned. I'm Dave Slekta, and if you're ready for seed that delivers and a team that's got your back, give me a call at 712-830-4217. Proud to support the Carroll County Fair. See you there.
Rewarding work that helps our farmers grow the best crops in the world. A financially solid company that's been around for more than 50 years. Competitive pay and industry-leading benefits. That's what you'll find at New Cooperative, where we have openings for truck drivers and grain agronomy and feed operations employees at locations near you. Are you ready to make a difference? Ready to start something new? Go to newcoop.com/careers and search for jobs near you today. New Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The Community Foundation of Carroll County recently announced over $200,000 in grants to 29 local organizations as part of its 2026 award cycle, funding projects ranging from park improvements and playground equipment to public safety and community facilities. The foundation distributed $200,825.75 this year, and of that total, $51,150 was provided through the Grow Green County Gaming Corporation and Wild Rose Casino. As a county, Carroll County being adjacent to Greene County, which is home to a casino, Carroll County does benefit from those gaming operations. Notable awards this year do include $30,000 to endow Glidden to complete a shelter house in City Park, $20,000 to renew Covenant Church for a community gathering place known as the West End, and $14,000 to the Breeder Recreation League for its multi-year ballpark lighting project. Other grants are supporting improvements to parks, libraries, childcare centers, the Glidden Aquatic Center, White Rock Conservancy, and emergency response equipment for the Western Iowa EMS Canine Association. Including this year's awards, the Community Foundation of Carroll County has distributed more than $2.61 million in grants benefiting Carroll County residents. Midwest Heritage, formerly Iowa Savings Bank, serves as the trustee and administrator for the Community Foundation of Carroll County. A complete list of this year's awardees is included with this story on our website.
This year, our schedule is jam-packed full of stuff to do. We've added a lot of smaller events, and we've kind of taken this America's birthday and rolled with it.
The Calhoun County Expo kicked off yesterday in Rockwell City and runs all the way through this upcoming weekend. Calhoun County Expo President Ricole Potts says this year's festivities are numerous and tie into the nation's semi-quincentennial celebrations.
We're going to have that flag ceremony and the pie auction, and we have the world champion auctioneer Will Epperly coming tonight to auction off those pies, so that's kind of fun. We have new baby contest, the butterfly and bubble wand, and the National Guard rock climbing wall. Those are all new things coming. The Scotcheroo contest is new. The Ag Olympics by the SEC FFA is new, and along with DJ Bingo on Thursday night. That's all new events that we're trying.
Potts says this year's expo is debuting many new events and attractions, including bingo, rock climbing, contests, and much, much more.
They can find us on Calhoun County Expo Facebook page or TikTok. We've been posting a lot there.
With each day just jam-packed full of activities, it can be kind of tough to remember which events are being held on which days. Potts says those interested in the expo can follow them on Facebook and TikTok or check out their website to stay updated on what activities each individual day brings. Again, the Calhoun County Expo got underway on Tuesday and runs through Sunday, July 12th in Rockwell City at the fairgrounds with something for everyone, be it food, contests, fireworks, live music, and a ton more. The Manning Farmers Market is kicking off its 2026 season this weekend, with local producers and vendors gathering in downtown Manning with fresh produce, eggs, baked treats, and homemade goods. That's going on from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 11th. The Manning Farmers Market will be held each Saturday morning for the summer through the last weekend of August. The event is organized by Manning Area Partners, and they are welcoming new vendors each and every week. Those interested in joining Manning's Market are encouraged to contact MAP Executive Director Andrea Roy at 712-655-6246 to arrange a booth. And that will be wrapping up your KCIM Midday News for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.